humid. If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to
wash the dishes.
You have to what?
Wash.
And after you wash them, but before you dry them, you have to do what?
Rinse.
What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
A washcloth.
What do you dry them with?
Towel.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use on your face?
Washcloth.
And after taking a shower or bath, what do you use to dry off with?
Towel.
Is there a difference between the towel you use on the dishes and the towel you use on you?
Yes.
What is it?
The towel I use on me is made is terry cloth, and the other one it's just cloth. I don't know.
Are they the same size?
No. Oh, the one used on the dishes smaller.
What is the thing on the water pipe at the kitchen sink? You have a hot and a cold?
I don't know. I can't think of it.
What about outside, on the side of the house, or maybe just in the yard, that you do the hose to?
Oh, I can't think of what they're called. It's terrible.
Well, what do you call the one that firemen hook up to?
Hydrant.
Do you call that the same thing inside?
Not inside. I might call it the one outside. I might call it a hydrant.
Mm-hmm. If you have a cooler, not a cooler, but an igloo type thing, like a, you know how you see on construction sites?
What?
You know, one of those things that water comes in. What do you call the thing that the water would come out of?
A spout.
What if it got so cold last night that all the water pipes did what?
Froze.
And?
Oh, bursted. Bust.
What would you say?
I bursted.
Would you normally say that, or do you say bust?
I'd say bursted.
What is something that you might roll off a wagon that's real big, and we hardly ever see them anymore? We're in sad shape. Used to be meal and flour came in it. Now, some people pack dishes in them when they're moving. You have a thing that goes around, two things that might be made of wood. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
What did molasses used to come in? You know, if you bought a really large quantity.
Bucket, I guess.
What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
I don't know. I can't remember what they're called.
Oh, you know that one.
Yeah, I know. It's a funnel, maybe.
Sure. If a child is misbehaving and you were going to hit it, but you weren't going to use your hand, what might you use?
A belt
or a
paddle.
And you'd say, this child, I'm going to
spank you.
Or
a whip.